Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, Cal. I don't have any voice here.
You can't hear yourself now?
No, we can't hear anything.
Can you hear me?
What?
Okay, good.
Keep going. Yeah,
right.
No, I hear you fine. Go ahead. Keep
if
going.
You can hear me, that's fine.
I'll be right there. Keep going.
I can't hear myself.
Yes, I'm fine. Okay, keep talking. I'll be there in
all
a second.
We'll keep talking. Right. We are here live at Radio Law Talk with some technical difficulties. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. I am your host, Frederick Penny, with Cal Hunter and Todd Cunin, who is our illustrious superstar. What is it? The
WWE 2K19 video game came out in late 2018 for the 2019 season. I was Baron Blade, and I was also Baron Blade in 2K20 that came out in the fall of last year and is what all the kids are playing right now.
That's it. All right. And remember, we are talking about legal issues, but we're not giving legal advice. Seek legal counsel. Everything we talk about usually is allegations, and these allegations, remember, you are innocent until proven guilty. That is a very important point. We are non-political here. We say both sides of the story. We don't care where you're left, right, middle, or all over the place, left, right, middle, depending on the week. We care about just getting it right.
So, yes, we do.
We are going to talk today about Weinstein, Hour 2. Weinstein is keeping us busy, shall we say, during Radio Law Talk, because we do not this is at least a one-hour show. We're going to talk about the following. We're first going to talk about the case. We're going to talk what's going on. We're going to talk about the jury.
Yes.
We're going to talk about an issue with one of the jurors. We're going to talk about the witnesses and
yes.
some of the things that the witnesses are saying in this case. And then we're going to give us a little bit about our opinion and some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. So, anyway, to make a long story short, we're going to have a good time. And then we have case or no case, which we're going to do after we talk about Weinstein.
Yes, yes. We'll get things rolling with Harvey Weinstein here. We just get right into it. And we're going to try to follow a bit of the way the trial has gone, starting with the issue that came up with a juror. So we'll just lead off with that. Last week, they did jury selection. And, you know, when you do the jury selection, the attorneys expect that people are going to be honest in the questionnaires. They're going to answer truthfully. And if the jury, if the either side or the judge during the case of a pendency of a trial finds out that some of the jurors, a juror may have not been truthful in how they approached a case or how they answered their questionnaires, those jurors can be removed from that case. That's why they have alternate jurors. And I believe in this case there are three alternate jurors waiting to fill a spot if somebody is booted. Well, in the Weinstein case, they went through jury selection. And they showed up to start the case, to have opening statements done by the prosecution and by the defense. And lo and behold, when they were out the night before or over the weekend, the defense became aware that one of the jurors, known as juror number 11, female, is actually a novelist who has an upcoming book about predatory older men and obviously, the defense believed, wait a minute, She didn't mention that at all in the questionnaire. She didn't mention that when we were talking to her. And she should be bounced from the jury. She shouldn't sit on the jury for two reasons. One, because she wasn't truthful in the questionnaire and answering the questions. And two, if she's writing a book, she is going to bring a certain amount of prejudice to the proceedings. That would be their argument. And she should be removed. And the prosecution obviously said, no, she should stay on. It's okay. And the judge, Fred, the judge agreed to keep the person on the jury.
I was shocked. So what it is a judge, there's two types of challenges.
Yes.
For cause and peremptory. So you only get so many peremptory charges. We've talked about that.
Yes.
It's 10 to 20 in New York. This is a New York case, and we don't know if it's 10 or 20. They've already got their peremptory charges. That means they just, ones that they just kick off for no specific reason. They're not supposed to say why, but they just kick them off unless they, there's an issue there. But for cause is something that's very clear, but it is really judicial. It's a very, a strong leaning toward the judge's discretion on whether or not they're removed for cause. Because what the judge can argue is, well, you could have removed them for as a peremptory. But the argument on the defense is, but we didn't know this. They weren't completely forthright.
Absolutely. The exercise of the peremptory challenges occurs during the normal jury selection. This all took place after jury selection was wrapped up and they found out about this. And look, the challenges for cause are, if there is a reason to believe that that person cannot be fair and impartial. When I do a trial, it's usually people that say, look, I got friends who are cops and I could never agree with the defense because, you know, I have friends in law enforcement. Well, that would be a challenge for cause. They're being truthful that they couldn't be fair and impartial if somebody thinks that they've already made up their mind. Now, if the defense was not able to show that this person, because she's writing a book, could not be fair and impartial, they may have an issue for, they may not be able to show that she should be excluded for cause. But if they can show, and I'm surprised that they were not able to, or the judge didn't agree with it, if they argued that this person was dishonest on the questionnaire and was not truthful during jury selection, then that should be a cause challenge all itself. It doesn't matter if she says she can be fair and impartial. She lied. That would be the argument.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about that, though, Todd, is, And this is the thing I just kind of wondered. So when you choose your jury, you have alternates.
Yes.
So if the judge says, well, I don't want to just get this, I want to keep the process going, of course it's going to keep going. You know why it's going to keep going? Because you've got an alternate. Choose one of your alternates. And I doubt, I got to look, I can't remember.
I think they have three alternates.
Yes. Usually you have two, but they probably have three alternates. Boot that person off and use an alternate. And by the way, the alternates are actually sitting there just like a normal juror, and they've heard the case.
That's right. When they call all the jurors to come in, 15 jurors right now walk in and sit down. Only 12 are the active jurors, but the other three are listening to the evidence. I'm wondering if the judge is concerned that given the number of mistrials, because the defense moved for a mistrial here based upon the arguments they made with regard to juror number 11. And the court denied it. But if the defense moves for a mistrial, the judge may be concerned that the defense is going to try to start ticking off these jurors. And what happens when you run out of alternates and now you're down to 12 jurors are left, right? You got 12. You've already used your three alternates. And one of those jurors then does something where they should be booted. Well, guess what? That's a mistrial. You got to start all over again.
Well, and not only that, I think that it's going to come down to also, Todd, that there may be an issue of they're setting something up for an appeal. Don't forget, lawyers will set up, okay, I'm going to set this up for an appeal later if we lose this case. I think that may be an appealable issue. I'm not saying they'd win on appeal, but it's something they could argue and appeal. So we're going to be back after the break. I'm Fred Penny, your host, Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back.
Way to keep the airplane in the air, guys. We'll continue with more Radio Law Talk in just a little bit right here on your radio and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com. We thank you for listening wherever that may be. We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of a concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call, 916-259-4043, 916-259-4043.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Autism Speaks and the Ad Com.
Oh, come on. No point for you.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So, again, we always say, without Weinstein, or without maybe Avenatti, without Johnny Depp, without a bunch of these individuals, we wouldn't have anything to talk about. Johnny Depp, by the way, I like Johnny Depp, but it just seems like there's always lawsuits going on with or without Johnny Depp. But we're saying with Weinstein, there's always something going on. And I like this unto the OJ trial. Those of you who are over 40, you remember the OJ trial going on? I was a lawyer and a very busy lawyer at the time, and people were going, you know what's going on with the OJ trial? No, I'm too busy in trial to deal with that. But now that I'm older and I'm the managing partner of a firm, I'm able to take some time and do the radio show. So I do follow these things, and we're following Weinstein, what's going on. So we just finished up talking about this juror that Todd says about wrote this book. It is so interesting why the judge didn't kick this juror off for cause. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you have a question about it, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Or, by the way, I always forget to say this. Email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. info@radiolawtalk.com. We get a lot of emails during the week for people who listen to our podcast later on. So, Todd, you had a point.
Yeah, just to follow up, to finish up with about this juror. As a prosecutor, it's very easy to think, okay, we won that motion, we kept the juror, we won here. Prosecutors have to be very careful having the I have to win mindset. Technically, my opinion is that in a jury trial, nobody wins anything. If the defense prevails, all the defense really won, if you will, is, hey, I get to continue to enjoy the presumption of innocence as it relates to that act. And if the prosecution wins, what they've really won is the ability to remove that constitutional right from somebody, and then they're sentenced. It's not like a civil trial where the winner gets a pot of money or they receive the check. It's very different. And if prosecutors get too much into this mindset, if I have to win, I have to win, they'll lose the idea in this particular instance that this great victory you think you might have as it relates to this jury could very well be the basis for undoing all of your work if an appellate court decides that person should not have sat on the jury.
Yeah.
In my opinion, this early on in the case, it would have been much cleaner to say, you know what? I'd rather err on the side of caution. Let's get a new juror in there. There, at that time, there had been no opening statement, no evidence presented, nothing. It was the perfect time to take one of the alternates and sit him in there and let this person go. But they didn't. And now you run the risk, if you're the prosecutor, of having it all undone if you get a conviction and a later court says, yeah, that was error. That person should have been bounced.
Let's talk about the first witness. The first witness, okay, Todd knows more about, the who's who of Hollywood. He's a Hollywood boy. He's down there. He goes to, actually, you went to the Academy Awards of the Young Actors.
Yes, it was the Young Actor Awards ceremony. This is back in May. And, you know, all these people in there winning awards for.
Did you win anything?
No, I was too old. I was too old. However, I was a lot of stage moms. a lot of stage moms there. But
okay, so we're talking about who is this individual that steps. I'm not a big follower of
Annabelle Sciorra.
Annabelle Sciorra.
If you watch The Sopranos, she was on The Sopranos. She was also in a movie with Sylvester Stallone called Copland. I don't know if you recall that one. It's where he played a deputy sheriff that lived in the suburbs of New York, where a lot of New York cops would live, and he was kind of looked down upon by the New York police officers as the guy who couldn't make the force, but good for you out here as a sheriff, and then he ends up having to investigate corruption. She was in that movie, and one of her allegations against Harvey Weinstein comes as a result of things that happened over at the Cannes Music Festival in France when she was there promoting Copland. And she says that she alleges Weinstein engaged in some conduct. And, you know, that was the testimony that she talked about happening in Cannes, and also as corroboration for a pattern based upon conduct that occurred in New York. Weinstein can't be prosecuted for what happened in France, but it's being introduced to corroborate and show a pattern that corroborates what she alleged happened in New York that she is alleging was rape or sexual assault. So she testifies and says that that's what happened, and then the defense.
Did I miss it? You said it was around 1993, 94?
93, 94, along with that.
When she's claiming this occurred.
Yes.
Okay. So what? So her testimony is very interesting.
Yeah,
and we don't want to get in detail because we're still keeping this PG, okay? And so don't talk about, the details, but it's very interesting what happened that she's claiming. Remember, Weinstein is innocent until proven guilty, ladies and gentlemen, but this is her allegations. And what we're going to do is we're going to jump on what defense does to cross-examine her. And by the way, this is a little thing, and Todd and I know this as lawyers, the person cross-examining her is another woman. And they do that a lot of times on purpose, because how would it look if a man was, cross-examining this woman who seemed to have gone through a lot in dealing with this very powerful man, Mr. Weinstein, who was a producer throughout Hollywood.
If you recall last year during the Justice Kavanaugh confirmation hearing, the Republicans actually had a female prosecutor come in to question the accuser because the optic was better.
And we're going to talk about that, though, later.
Right after that, Weinstein brought a woman on his defense team for that purpose.
Yeah. But there's some interesting things
yes.
that she's talking about, and we're going to bring that up when we're back from the break. We got the bottom of the hour news coming. Call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk and get involved. We'll be back.
Yeah, we're glad you're listening to Radio Law Talk. That Radio Law Talk, that's a great level of involvement, but there's the chance for more. As Fred said, you can reach out on social media, any platform, and you can always call the show, and we'd love to hear from you as well. This is Radio Law Talk on your favorite station and on RadioLawTalk.com. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The floor of the U.S. Senate now belongs to attorneys for President Trump on day 5 of his impeachment trial.
After 3 days of arguments from House managers, the president's legal team has begun their defense.
We're going to put on, I believe, without question, a compelling case. As I said, we have two goals. We're going to refute the allegations that they've made, and we're going to put on an affirmative case as well.
That preview from the president's attorney, Jay Sekulow. House managers have already laid out evidence through testimony, documents, and the president's own words, which they say proves he sought investigations of former Vice President Joe Biden from Ukraine while security aid and a White House meeting were withheld. The death toll has risen to 22 after a 6.7 magnitude earthquake struck in Turkey. The earthquake was followed by 400 aftershocks. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What does Todd's cat see? Oh, that stone.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
So we're talking about the Weinstein case, and one of this great, famous Sopranos actress is testifying. And what they do is they bring in people that testify of prior bad acts. And she's one of the witnesses of the bad acts.
Yes, so none of her testimony is going toward, and I may have misspoken when I was setting this up earlier, none of her testimony is going to the actual events that Weinstein is charged with.
Right.
This is to come in. Normally in a case, you're not allowed to bring in prior bad actions to say, well, if he did it then, he probably did it now, right? If you do a DUI trial, the jury doesn't hear about the defendant's prior DUIs, if they're alleged, until after they have determined whether or not the person's guilty on this current DUI. Then afterwards, they can find out about it if they have to prove the priors. But so normally that doesn't come in unless the prosecution can say, look, this guy's got a pattern. He's predatory. He does this and this and this, and he does it all the time. And that's what these four people, and yesterday and this week was the first, are testifying to about what he does and how he does it. And as Fred said, we're not going to get into the specifics. We'll just say generally what she's alleging,
right,
is that in late 93, early 94, and the defense hammered on the fact that she couldn't be specific as to the date, that she had gone to an industry dinner with Weinstein. Weinstein gave her a ride home. And when he gave her the ride home, he forced his way into her apartment.
This is the allegation.
Forced his way into her apartment and sexually assaulted her.
Yeah. So we can get on a few details.
Yes.
That he was forcing himself and pushing her down, and she said she was punching him and kicking him to get off. He forced her to do some things, and she basically point, she says, my body just shut down, and I just, you know, like, just gave in, and I just, and that's, I just didn't, you know, and that's kind of her mantra. This is what she said.
That's what she said. And look, the defense is going to point out, and they did a little bit in some of the cross examination. The defense is going to point out, one, though Harvey Weinstein, though there is a size disparity, defense is going to point out that your allegation is with one hand. He held your two hands over your head and then was able to do everything else, you know, disrobe himself and engage in all of that conduct. And but with one hand, he held your hands over your head. That's going to be, open to interpretation as to whether or not he could have accomplished that with just the one hand.
And this is the cross-examination of Weinstein's lawyer, who was a woman.
Yes.
Bringing this across to her. Now let's make sure. There's eight separate things. I'm not trying to interrupt you.
Sure, go ahead.
Let's make sure we hit all eight. So the first one they argue is, you don't remember the date. Not only the month, you might not even remember the year. Sometime in 93, 94, mid, late 93, early 94.
And she tried to come back and say, no, I remember it was late 93, early 94. Which kind of proves the point is, but you can't mention the specific date.
Right.
Which, let me tell you something. This is why that's big.
Right.
Because if you had gone to an industry function in 93, 94, it ought to be pretty easy, if you can remember the function that you went to go back and find out what date it was.
Yes, and by the way, we're going to lay out, again, these are allegations back at her, but there's going to be a psychiatrist that's going to testify we're going to talk about in a minute. But here's important. The second thing she couldn't remember is the address of the building that she lived at.
Yeah.
She didn't remember that.
Which would be very easy to get in a credit report.
So that's another thing. And then also, they argue, you were drinking a lot, weren't you, that night? And she said, no, I had one glass of wine. And this is on the cross-examination. They also said, isn't it true you sued your landlord? Or your landlord sued you for $360,000. Don't forget, this is all going to her veracity.
Yes.
Or her ability to tell the truth or remember things. And again, this is just going to Weinstein also, what type of person he is. So they say, they bring up this landlord issue where the landlord sued her for $360,000 in major damage that she caused to this landlord's home. And they're arguing that she concealed this in this lawsuit. I mean, concealed damage, apparently, to the landlord.
Yes, but she did admit, she conceded there that, yes, this happened. On the drinking thing, the issue they also brought up, because she was trying to say, I only had one glass of wine, and they said, well, weren't you on a film where your drinking was also brought up as an issue in your performance on the film? And that had to come up, too.
Right.
The next area where they get to, the next area that the defense gets to is how she reacted immediately following this claim that she was raped by Weinstein. And this is where the defense really needs to be careful.
It's exactly right, because they actually have experts, the prosecutor does, coming in testifying what happens to rape victims and how they react.
Because, exactly.
First of all, they all react differently. And just because you don't act like a normal, quote, normal person would act, is not necessarily mean that you were not raped.
You've heard me say, I said this last week, and I've said this all the time, as a prosecutor for 3 years when I was prosecuting these cases, and this isn't the type of case that I will handle as a defense attorney. But there are as many different ways for somebody to react to being raped or being a victim of sexual assault as there are victims of sexual assault. There is no normal.
Right, that's exactly right. So here's the cross-examination.
Yes.
We're still on the cross-examination. Quote, when you woke up, did you go to the police?
No.
Her answer is no. And next question, when you woke up, did you go to the doctor?
No.
When you woke up, did you go to the hospital?
No.
And here's another interesting thing. At the time, okay, let's back, well, there's a couple of things. And she basically said, I just went through my life and pretended it never happened because I wanted to get back to my life. I resumed my life to the best of my ability. That's her argument. Remember also, by the way, we got to put ourselves back in that time period. Weinstein was a very powerful producer. And I'm not, again, we're staying neutral, but you've got to take all this into consideration. Does she go out and say something about it or not? Also, because she said, She didn't call the police because he was someone I knew, and she actually thought kindly of him, that he was a good person. And this kind of threw her for a loop. Now, here's the other interesting thing. And then she argues at another event, he tries to kind of make some passes at her, too. And at the time, she was good friends with apparently Sylvester Stallone. And
she was in the movie Copland with Stallone.
Stallone and
Bob De Niro.
De Niro, yeah, yes. Robert De Niro. And they said, why didn't you go to Stallone and De Niro? I mean, they're there. They're your friends. Why don't you go to them and say, I have an issue here. Why? Please help me with Harvey. And she she basically said, well, I didn't. But then, you know, we're going to get into this in a little bit, but about the psyche of a person who's been raped or been molested.
There was one other thing that she said here when asked, because she was asked about whether or not she felt that she had been raped at the time. And initially she said no, that she did not feel like she had been raped. And her quote was, I would say at the time that I felt rape was something that happened in a back alley, in a dark place, by somebody you didn't know,
right,
holding a gun to your head. Now, I don't know if the defense is going to raise this or not, but that's an interesting thing to say about an incident in 93 and 94, because if you remember, there was a very, very high-profile sexual assault case. It was one of the first ones that was on TV. It was the William Kennedy Smith trial that happened at Ted Kennedy's compound in Florida.
Right.
And that was all about a date gone wrong. It was very similar to all this. And I think the defense would maybe counter, well, wait a second, that might be true in 83 or 84, but by 93 or 94, there's a lot of public information and a lot of publicity about this kind of conduct that happened because of William Kennedy Smith, and that might cut against the idea that she thought it was this type of conduct. However, you can never get in somebody's mind and tell them what they are or not thinking, can you?
Yeah. No, so and there's all this. The thing you always have to be careful of in these type of cases is hindsight's 20/20.
Yes.
She should have done this. She should have done that. And again, this is back early on when it was a little bit different. I hate to say it. There was not the Me Too movement, and she was probably scared of what he could have done. When we come back, we're going to talk about the expert psychologist testifies about myths concerning individuals that were assaulted either sexually or raped. And that's very interesting. So we'll be back after this.
Interesting. There's more good stuff coming up right here for you on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. So keep listening. We'll be right back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information,
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
That is Armadillo.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So Barbara Ziv is an expert in psychology dealing with rape victims, and she is on the stand testifying on behalf of the prosecutors as to what typical rape victims, and everyone's different, go through. And this is very interesting to read because this kind of follows in line what the witnesses are saying also. She first says that there's myths. Number one, there's an incorrect belief that most rapes are committed by strangers of the victims and that they generally resist their assailants. That's a myth, she testifies. And by the way, how is this psychologist known so well for? She testified for the prosecution in the Cosby case.
Uh-huh.
She said also the vast majority of sexual assault victims don't promptly report what happened to them. Usually they don't always reveal their claim or remember exact details of the incident. And a lot of people, she states, believe that are victims of assault, that they can put this behind them and try to move on. As devastating as it is, they're going to just try to move on. I could see that also, especially if you're, this is back in the 80s, 90s, and there's a powerful person that's in the industry that you don't want to affect your acting.
When you think
jobs.
You have no recourse.
Right.
What else can you do?
Right. But the other, and the reason they're doing this too, by the way, defense is just starting. There's all types of friendly and even loving messages back and forth between the defendant in this, I mean, the defendant in this case, and the person that's claiming that they were assaulted. Again, I can't remember the Sopranos lady we just talked about. She,
yes.
She's just a cooperating. She's not. This is not about her. It's about this other individual.
You know, one thing to keep in mind is that when people face a traumatic incident, regardless of what it is, there are one of two common ways that they respond. It's called fight or flight. And oftentimes, you don't know which one. You can say that you are one or the other. You don't really know which one you are until you find yourself in a situation where your response is one of those two type responses. And look, if you've gone to dinner and the person has walked you to your door and you're done and they're an industry professional and you think that they're really great and then all of a sudden this is happening to you, I think it's perfectly reasonable that maybe the flight or I would say the paralyzed, your mind goes somewhere else response would kick in. You can't say that that's not normal. There is no normal, but
yeah.
Not all people are going to fight.
Yeah, no, and they all act differently.
Yes.
And so one of obviously the big argument of you didn't go to the police, you didn't call anyone, you didn't call Stallone, you didn't say to De Niro, you didn't talk to anyone, you didn't go to the doctor, but this expert is testifying, is going to say, or basically said that that's not unusual that they don't do that. Now, there's going to be battling experts. There's going to be experts you watch on the defense side. They're going to come up and, you know, say the opposite.
Seems like being a victim of a mass shooting and the hotel guy, the attorney says, well, how come you didn't run? How come you didn't hide?
Yeah.
How come you didn't do this? How come you're just second-guessing behavior that's not second-guessable? I don't
know. Right. So anyway, we're going to move on from that because we got a million things to talk about. But they also cross-examined this expert. That's the defense of Harvey Weinstein, saying she's a blind expert. What's a blind expert? A blind expert is one basically that's not going to talk about this case. They're just talking about generalities, and
yes.
They go into how much money the state has paid her, and quite a bit of money to come in and testify. So that's coming up. Then the final witness is, and we're not going to get into detail of this, is a former board member of Harvey's in his company who, you know, you take this with a grain of salt. They didn't like each other. One person took another person's job. You know, you took a movie that I should have had type of thing. And they separate ways. Of course, he's got a bone to pick. I don't know that I put a lot of credence into that. Who knows what's going to happen? But another interesting thing though is about something I didn't know is the prosecution. What is their decision to show jurors a photo of the Weinstein with former President Bill Clinton in their opening statement? And they said you should throw this whole case out. That's something I didn't know. But they're trying to say, hey, that's you in it also. So anyway, we want to get to Case or No Case, your favorite thing, because we didn't get it to our second hour. Cal, roll it.
Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Now I also take you to Los Angeles for Case or No Case. Back in the year 2008. A somewhat amply sized, in my opinion, woman, 52-year-old Macreta Patterson, worked at the Los Angeles Department of Transportation, and she thought for fun she would go to Victoria's Secret to buy some adventuresome underwear. So she got a thong that had some rivets in it, you know, just for decoration and appearance and so on. And she puts on the, squeezes the underwear on, and pop! A rivet comes off and smacks her in the eyeball, in the cornea, causing an injury that did not require surgery, but did need some medical treatment. She immediately said, well, it doesn't matter what the size is. It can't happen. This isn't right. And so I ask you, Todd Kunin, case or no case?
I'm going to say that this is a case because, Cal, I just cannot imagine that you would be perusing for your own enjoyment and come across something like this if it didn't actually happen, what I know about you. So this, I will say, is a case. It's a riveting case. And,
or a de-riveting case.
Yes.
Yeah.
And look, if you, ma'am, if you want to fool yourself that you're a size 7, I'm sorry, Victoria's Secret ain't going to be held liable for that one. So, case, plaintiff loses.
Mr. Penny.
Well,
what
this is what I'm worried about. Yeah. I'm worried about that this is a scenario that Cal knew about when he was working at Victoria's Secret a few years back.
What is Victoria's Secret anyway?
And I think he knows about it, and that's why I'm wondering. But it is so bizarre and off the wall that, you know, I just have to say it's a case. You've got to say it's a case because Cal does not make stuff like this up. And to make something like this up is just ridiculous. So I'm going to say it's a case. The rivet comes off. Now, is there an expectation of a rivet supposed to stay on? Now, we don't want to get details. We're still PG-13 here. We're going to PG-13. I want to stay PG. So the question is, which part of the clothing item did the rivet come off of? Stop. Don't say anything else, guys. I want you. Denise isn't here to protect the integrity of the show. So I'm thinking it came off the front. Hit her in the face. I think it's a scenario, but not a case. Scenario, but not a case.
Scenario, but not a case. Well, that's good. For those of you who say it was a case, let's see, that would be Todd. That's interesting, Todd, that you would think that something like that would be a case, because here's the news.
It
is a true story, but no case.
Oh, I get 2 points. Oh, my gosh,
I
knew
it. In fact, when she brought it up to them, she was just trying to work them for some more freebies. You know, if you wanted, she said, give me some free underwear. But wait, there's more.
Uh-oh.
The day she filed, a Scotsman who wore kilts came in and said, you know, I got me the same pair of underwear, and it done the same thing to me.
It actually happened. That actually happened.
Yeah, he said, a rivet came off and got him. And he said, what if I'd have worn it on me head, which I've been known to do? You know?
all I'm going to say is this. It's pretty,
do we have
pretty,
to have a picture of this?
It's pretty interesting that there's a Victoria's Secret case and Mr. Frederick of Hollywood gets the correct answer.
That's a great point. At any rate, so how this works out is,
I get to.
Guess who the guy's lawyer was, the Scotsman wearing the kilt? This is what I think is interesting.
What? Who is this lawyer?
Because he said it hurt him in the land down under. And I thought, well, based on this lawyer, that doesn't surprise me. It was Gloria Allred.
Gloria Allred was the lawyer for the down under guy.
For the Scotsman who wore the kilt and said, you've got me too.
Oh, my heavens.
But do you think they call me McGregor the Pong Winner?
Yeah. I don't think either of them.
No, he had nothing to do with it.
From what I found, they didn't get any.
All right, hey, join us hour number three, because we got a lot more going on. Todd and I are putting our deodorant on. We're going to take a little mouthwash, hit the bathroom, and we're going to talk about Aerosmith drummer suing his buddies. That's bizarre. We'll be back.
Stay tuned, folks. The third hour of Radio Law Talk's coming up. And if you don't get it on your local station, just go over to RadioLawTalk.com and listen to our archive shows, which are usually put up just a day or two after the program. Thanks. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.